Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. My name is Kay. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yes, my name is Gary Robinson, and I was trying to file my claim, and they told me to call this number right here. Mm-hmm. I've been off work due to that I had caught the COVID-19, and okay. I was just trying to file my weekly claim again.
Okay, what's your Social Security number?
416-219-517.
And what was your last name, Gary?
Robinson, R-O-B-I-N-S-O-N.
Okay. And do you have a driver's license?
Yeah, I have a state ID, Alabama state ID.
Okay. And what's that ID number?
It's I-733-017.
Okay. And would you give me your date of birth?
10-14-1984.
Okay. Let's see. Okay. So you open a claim in June the 12th?
Yes.
And have you been doing your weekly certifications?
No, ma'am. I had went back to work. And I had caught the COVID Monday, so
okay.
I've been out since Monday.
Okay. All right, so we do need to open up a claim for you.
When I called and tried to file, they said that there had been a breakthrough in my claim.
Yes, sir. That's why it was. So I'm opening up one for you right now. And so it's going to take about 20 minutes for you to answer all the questions on the claim form. Some of the questions you're probably familiar with, but that's the only way we can do it, is to have you answer those questions. So the
yes,
first
ma'am.
Question is, are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Is English your preferred language?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Do you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
GED.
Okay, and what's your mother's maiden name?
Mary Robinson.
Okay, if you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer, direct deposit or a benefits card? Okay. Do you want that to go into a checking account or savings account?
Checking account.
Would you give me the routing number and the bank account number?
Yes, ma'am. Give me 1 second.
Mm-hmm. Put my mask on.
The routing number is 0412156633.
Mm-hmm. And this is a traditional bank. It's not a Chime account or a PayPal account, correct?
It's Cash App.
Okay, we can't use Cash App.
Then I just use the, I still have my Alabama Vantage card.
Okay, you have that card. What's the valid through date on the card?
Give me 1 second.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you got until August of 2024. So, all right. It says, you have indicated that you wish to receive your unemployment benefits by the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. If you already have a tan-colored Alabama Vantage card, that card is good until the valid due date on the card. And payments will be made to your existing Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits account once your claim is approved. Otherwise, a card will be mailed to you after your first payment is approved. By law, we are required to disclose the following information regarding your new Alabama Vantage prepaid account. The Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card is issued by Commercial Bank. Commercial charges no monthly fee, no per purchase fee, a zero in-network ATM withdrawal fee, and a $1.30 out-of-network fee. There is no fee for ATM balance inquiries. There is no fee for live customer service calls, and a 35-cent fee for automated customers calls. There is a $1 inactivity fee charged after 12 months with no activity. Commercial Bank charges two other types of fees. They are card replacement fee, $4 for regular delivery, and $19 for expedited delivery. An international transaction fee, excluding ATM withdrawal and balance inquiry fee, which is 2% of the transaction amount. Please note the customer service and card replacement fees can be lower depending on how and where this card is used. See the long form disclosure for ways to assess your funds and balance information for no fee. The long form disclosure for this prepaid card can be assessed by calling 800-499-2035 or online at www.labor.alabama.gov/benefits card. There is no overdraft or credit feature. Your funds are eligible for FDIC insurance. For general information about prepaid accounts, visit cfpb.gov/prepaid. Find details and condition for all fees and services in the cardholder agreement. Do you wish to continue with your selection of the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card?
Yes, ma'am.
And what's your mailing address?
271 9th Court North, Birmingham, Alabama, 35204, Unit 385.
Okay, so I got 271 9th Court North, Unit 385, Birmingham, Alabama, 35204. Is your resident address?
35204.
35204 is the zip code.
Yes, ma'am.
Is your resident address different from your mailing address?
No.
Has your address changed since the last time you filed?
No.
And has it changed in the last year?
No, ma'am.
Is 205-773-1983 a good contact number for you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Which of the okay, it is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which of the following street addresses in Atlanta have you ever lived at or been associated with? 1288 Lindenwood Lane Northeast, 1898 Browns Mill Road Southeast, 3046 Eleanor Trace Northwest, 6730 Pepper Mill Lane. None of the above.
Eleanor,
or, pardon me?
Eleanor Trace.
Okay. There's something, it didn't look like, let me see. Okay. Eleanor Trace, all right. So which of the following cities has a current or a former association to you? Duluth, Douglasville, Jonesboro, Gainesville, none of the above.
Jonesboro.
Which of the following professional licenses have you ever held? Internal medicine, licensed nutritionist, oncology, radiology, vascular surgery, none of the above.
None of the above.
So did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work for or did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
And what was the last day that you worked?
It was second.
I'm sorry?
It was Monday.
This past Monday?
Yes, ma'am. I had to leave work because I ended up getting sick at work and went to the hospital and found out I had the COVID.
Okay, so Monday was the 25th. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So this claim will be effective as of 7/24/2022. You have indicated a last day work during this claim week. If you file a weekly certification on next week, you will be required to report your gross earnings for this week. To calculate your earnings, multiply the number of hours worked by your hourly wage. Failure to report wages when earned could be considered fraud and may result in an overpayment or a penalty. Okay.
Yes,
so, since this past Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
No, ma'am.
It wasn't until Monday that you went to the doctor, right?
Right. I got sick Sunday night. But when I still tried to go to work.
Oh, okay. So it says, if, in other words, since Sunday, would you have been able to work if work had been available to you? If conditions exist that prevent or restrict you from working on a job for which you are qualified, benefits can be denied until time that you can provide proof that you're able to work. So it has a drop-down box where you can give a reason for you not being able to work since this past Sunday. And so the reason that you gave me is that you contacted COVID. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Did you stay in the hospital or did you just go there to the emergency room?
I went to the emergency room and okay. they quarantined me for 10 days. They said quarantine for 10 days to come back.
Okay, so you went home after that and they told you to stay in for 10 days. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so do you work for yourself on a business? Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently working on a commission basis or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Are you in training or school?
No, ma'am.
So, because of the COVID, you're not able at this time to work full time or to take any shifts from, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employee you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
15 to 20 miles.
Okay, and what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
$14.
And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am.
And do you get work through a union?
No, ma'am.
No. So what was your job title?
I was on the assembly line.
Okay. And you're planning to return to that when you get over COVID, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what's the name of the company you're working for?
Automation Temporary Service.
When you receive your pay, is that under another name?
Say that again, ma'am.
When you receive your pay or your statement, you look at your bank statement or you receive your pay, whether it's online or whatever, does it have that name on your pay?
Yes, it has my name, Gary Robinson.
Not your name, the company name. Does it have automation in the company name or do it has another name? Does it have another name?
Well, I'm not sure, but because I never seen a check stub because I got direct deposit.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's up under automation.
Okay. So is it Automation Personnel Services, Inc.?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what's their phone number?
Give me 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
It's 205-868-9448.
Okay, 205-868-9448. And
yes, ma'am.
When did you start working for them?
Well, I've been with them for at least 8 years off and on.
So I need a month, day, and a year when you started working for them.
We could say I started back June 2022.
I'm asking when did you start working for them? You said 8 years ago, so that would be 2014. I need a month and a day.
June 14.
And the last day you worked was 7/25 of 2022?
Yes, ma'am.
In what city and state were you working in?
I'm at Homewood, Alabama.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So it says, have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
And the reason that you're not working right now is because you're off with COVID, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So your employer knows why you're off and they are allowing you to come back when you get over COVID, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, so do you want to have 10% of your weekly benefits withheld for federal income tax?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm going to give you a 4-digit PIN number and let me know when you're ready to write it down.
I'm ready.
It's 1784.
Okay.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim you just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center System. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file by internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file by telephone, the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389. The weekly certification can be made on Sunday through Friday, no later than 5 p.m., but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. So, Mr. Robinson, we've completed your unemployment claim. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process a claim. While you're waiting on the results, it's two things that you should do. The first one is to visit one of the Alabama Career Centers, or you can log into their website at alabamaworks.alabama.gov, and you're just going to make sure that you have an updated resume online. The second thing that you're going to do is very important, and that's your weekly certification. There's two ways that you can do that. You can visit our website at www.labor.alabama.gov, or you can call our 800 number, and that number is 800-752-7389. It's going to ask you your Social Security number, your 4-digit PIN number, and some other questions. The first time you're going to do that certification is next week. Next week will start this coming Sunday, and you can choose any day from Sunday through Friday to do that certification. Once you do that, you're going to continue to do it once a week, each week, as long as you're claiming benefits. If you miss a certification week, it's going to cancel the claim. So even if you go back to work, after 10 days, you still need to do that certification. So do
yes,
you have
ma'am.
Any questions for me?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Call Center. I hope you feel better soon. Have a good day. Bye.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.